Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Pitch. He swings and hits a high fly ball. And under it is Wynn. Here comes Ciani. Ciani and Wynn get together, and Wynn makes the catch and flips the ball to Ciani for a Redbird winner. Oh, a big pitch, and Lindor pops out in center field to end the ball game. Wow. The Cardinals have won this series, winning yesterday 4-2, and they take this one today 7-4.
The sweet sound of victory. John Rooney with the call on KMOX. We welcome in Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. Always great to chat with him. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning. I actually have Rooney across the way from me. I was talking to him right now.
Awesome. I love that. He is the voice of the Cardinals for a reason. That is a tremendous call and a tremendous win. A lot of things going on in that game. And take me to that very moment. Ryan Helsley bearing down on Francisco Lindor. He had kind of a tough day with Sonny Gray. And in the end, he pops up to Hels. What did you see there?
Yeah. Game on the line there. Helsley has had a he's done a really nice job of just taking the ball and being available for us, and makes a pitch on Lindor, gets the pop up, and Mason kind of twirls around. I got blocked by the umpire, so I couldn't see if he made the play or not. But I'm glad he did. That game was over, and another win for us. But it was a really good game, man. You start to look at what Kittredge and JoJo and Helsley have done over this week, and it's been pretty impressive, and then some really big swings as well. I'm sure we'll get into, but yeah, solid game yesterday.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's go backwards. So that bullpen, Romero, Kittredge, Helsley, that 1-2-3 punch. I got to come up with a nickname for him. But then when Keenan Middleton joins, you got even more firepower. But let's talk about those three guys in particular. The confidence of handing the ball off to that chain of events there, 7-8-9.
Yeah, they want the ball when the game's on the line, and it starts in the seventh inning based on lane, righty, lefty. It doesn't matter. Kittredge has done well against both. JoJo's done well against both, and they've created a really nice identity in that pen that once you hand the ball, that game's over, and we trust those other guys, and we'll see some of them today, and Fernandez has done a nice job, and Libby and Gio, and you go down that list, but we have a lead after six, and it's pretty tough.
Absolutely. And you had a lead after six, and you had something happen in the fifth where a lot of things happen, an error and then a home run by Alonso. But that Sonny Gray, that's what an ace does, isn't it? I mean, I love all the zeros, but I really respect a guy who comes back and posts a zero after giving up a few runs. Of course, they were unearned.
That's the difference, right? Like being able to – yes, that happens, and you go back out and do what he did and give us that last inning. That's an important inning because that's the inning where the game could get flipped, and it allows us to go to our three guys and end that game. That's a pro.
What's he like to work with, Sonny? I mean, he seems old school to me. He reminds me of some of the pitchers that I covered really early in my career, Ollie.
He's a beauty, man. What I can say about Sonny, he has a purpose behind every single thing that he does, and he has a purpose behind every single pitch that he throws during a game. Like, he can sit here today and walk you through every single at-bat, why he threw each pitch, and what he was looking to do. And it's impressive, man. He's just super intentional with everything he does. And that starts from the second he wakes up to throwing that first pitch of the game. And then the in-between starts, it's just, this is a guy you definitely want in your uniform, influencing the guys next to you. It's incredibly impressive.
Let's play a few Rooney highlights to give Gray that cushion in the first inning, and we'll let you comment on that first inning and how it developed. Here's your leadoff hitter, Brendan Donovan.
There's a swing and a drive. It goes off Alonso's glove, trickles into foul territory. Donovan is on his way to second. He has a game leadoff double. Finally, Donnie's catching a break there, Ricky.
That's right. And then Wilson Contreras dumped one into right center. Two on, one out, Nolan Arenado.
Hauser is ready, working from the first base side of the rubber. His pitch, that's stroked into right field, dropping in for a hit. 1-0 Cardinals. Contreras making his way toward third. He's going to make it easily. The throw is late from DJ Stewart. Arenado with 13 RBIs, 1-0 Redbirds.
Next batter, Paul Goldschmidt.
Arenado away from first as Goldschmidt swings and he drives it to center. That is hit way back in the gap and it bounces short, hopping the wall. That scores Contreras coming around. Arenado, the throw, the slide, save at the plate. A two-run double for Paul Goldschmidt. 3-0 Cardinals in the first.
And Ollie, that had to feel great as you've seen Paul Goldschmidt start to make that contact again, and that was a big one right there to put you up 3-0.
Absolutely, and setting the table. Donovan's taking much better swings. He feels like he's getting back to what he does well and being able to kind of that head high line drive all over the field. And he's doing that a lot better right now. Contreras is a threat, but Goldie starting to kind of stay through the baseball a little more. We've seen better swings out of him, and that's no different with Gorman. He's starting to take better swings too. So you go up and down that lineup and you look at the style of baseball that we've played. And I like our rotation. Our bullpen's done a really nice job of keeping us in games where we're behind, but also when we have a lead, just finishing the game. Our defense has been good. Guys are running the bases. They're smart and not just aggressive. And the one thing that's been lacking is offense. And, man, it's starting to come together. Guys are taking better at-bats. They're starting to string together quality plate appearances. And it's resulting in some wins.
Absolutely. Gorman flew out after the Burleson walk. You're still alive here with Mason Wynn. And here's how it sounded.
Now the pitch for Mason Wynn. A swing and a ground ball. Right side, right field, base hit. Stewart's up with the ball. Coming around third and scoring, it's Paul Goldschmidt. The throw to second and back safely. Burleson just getting back in ahead of Lindor's tag.
Mason Wynn with the single, and the Cardinals have a 4-0 lead. And Mason, I mean, that one was a ground ball, but he has hit the ball. He's elevated it. He hits line drives. He hits ground balls. He shows speed. He's done a lot for you, hasn't he?
He's done a ton, and that's just a good approach right there, man. They're giving him that four hole, and he's able to hit it and just take what's given and not trying to do too much and pull and just – he is doing exactly what he needs to do as a hitter, man. He takes the shots when he needs to, and then if someone's going to give him that hole, he's going to take it. It's an RBI. It's a perfect approach. He's slowing the game down offensively in a way that is fun to watch, and his energy is incredible.
And I have to think we're going to see that again from Jordan Walker. It's just a matter of time. In fact, it happened last year where you saw something, the team saw something, and he went down to make an adjustment, came back, had a great 2023.
Yeah, he's taken the last couple of days to work on some of the adjustments that we've been talking about up here, and I believe he'll be in the lineup and playing right field today.
That's good, and I understand that Dylan Carlson is starting to make a step towards recovery.
Yeah, he's feeling a lot better. He's been able to take BP on the field several times, do some machine work, and we're looking at early next week for him to start that rehab assignment with the Memphis team.
Excellent. I had a listener text in and wanted to know a couple of things. Drew Rahm, how is he coming along?
Yeah, he has an appointment here early this week. I believe it's on Tuesday to get another look at what's going on there. His progress has slowed down quite a bit, so we're wanting to make sure we take another look before moving forward with anything.
And they also asked about Tommy Edman, which I'm glad they did because I haven't heard an update on him lately. How is Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy is making progress. It's been slow, but he's definitely making progress. He's swinging off the tee from both sides, and then he'll progress to soft toss and then BP. But we're making sure that wrist has the strength that it needs in order to not have any setbacks.
And the Cardinals, Lance Lynn taking the ball today as the Redbirds take on the Mets at 12:40. I know we're getting close to game time, so we're going to call it here and appreciate all of your input. It's very much valued. You know that, as close as we are to game time. Thank you. We'll let you get back to it, and we appreciate it. Go get a win today.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us on KMOX. They're going for a sweep today. Great to visit with him, as always. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be joined by the athletic director at St. Louis University, Chris May. He's had a good week.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.